Hey, everybody. Welcome back into Deer Season Daily. It is November 18th of 2025. RHO updates kick things off. As always, I don't have any talking shop or news today, so that'll take us right to weather and movement predictions. And then the tip of the day, we'll wrap up with some improvement talk. And that has to do with hunting and your property, potentially. But before all that, don't forget about our partner for Deer Season Daily. That's Rax Big Game Supplements. You guys can go to raxmineral.com and check out everything they have to offer. You can find local dealers on there as well. Our website is ridgehunteroutdoors.com. Anything you see on there, you can use that code RHOPOD. That's all caps, no space, and you get 10% off your entire order. If you're on YouTube, subscribe, like, comment. All that stuff helps us out, just like on audio platforms. If you guys follow and leave us a review, that helps as well. So, the RHO update. Blake had another really close call on a really nice buck two days ago now. He had a buck he would have tagged out on, big 10-pointer within 5 yards and never did get a shot at him. I know he got some video of him, so hopefully we'll be able to bring that to you guys soon. Nate's out there still trying to get it done before this weekend, before gun season. He's basically got tomorrow left because he works today and Thursday, and then he's off Friday, and then the gun season is obviously Friday. So he's pretty much got Wednesday to try to get done with a bow before gun season. You can absolutely do it after gun season with a bow, but it does tend to be a lot more difficult depending on where you're at. I know at least a couple of the places that he hunts will be a lot tougher after gun season for sure. Dusty's got his eye on a couple bucks, but he's kind of waiting for them to be killable again. One of them has gone pretty much dark, hopeful that he's just out with a doe or somewhere back in the thicket where he's not getting them on camera. Hadn't heard of that deer being killed yet. He's a pretty nice 10-pointer as well. Would love to see Dusty get on that deer, but he's got his eye on a couple, like I said, and that's kind of where the team is at. Dad's obviously at the shop full-time, and I'm done pretty much, just been running camera, mostly filming for Nate lately, and we've had some wild goose chases, as he likes to call them, but we have not been on any good deer together, so it seems like we're always in the wrong place at the wrong time when it comes to meeting up with one of them. Like I said, no talking shop, no news today, keeping this one pretty short. And that takes us to the weather and movement predictions. The temperature is not awesome today. Low of 48 and a high of 63. Nothing about today is really awesome on the weather side of things. It's supposed to be cloudy all day with a pretty good chance of rain and even some thunderstorms throughout the day. They're giving a pretty good chance of some severe weather in places, so make sure you keep an eye on that. More on that in a second. The wind's supposed to be out of the southeast early in the morning, like 6 to 7 miles per hour. By midday, it's supposed to be south, and then south, southwest by the evening. And really about all day, it's supposed to be in the 8 to 10 mile an hour range. So pretty good wind, but it is going to shift from southeast around to southwest by the evening. So keep that in mind. The pressure is supposed to be falling, which is pretty typical for these storms moving through. It's going to be at 29.9 to start the day, and it's going to be down to almost 29.8 by the evening. So that's not really great typically for movement. I think it's going to be a tough day altogether for natural movement, just as far as deer doing deer things in the daylight. I think it's going to be pretty tough because the weather is just not ideal for that. You're probably going to have to catch one cruising or with a doe, most likely, to see a mature buck in the daylight right now. Obviously, it's November. It can still happen. So if it's just raining, I'd still be out there after them and see what might come by. You could have a really slow hunt, or again, if there's a hot doe, and we're on getting to where those hot does are becoming more scarce again. So if you got a hot doe around you, you might be in luck. You might see several bucks. It could be an awesome hunt. Or, you know, it might be the worst hunt you had all year. It's just, that's kind of the story of the rut, especially on these days where the weather is not ideal. And I said if it's just raining. If it's like thunderstorming and doing bad out, I would not be out there. It's just not worth it. I talked about some of the stuff out of the news earlier this year. There was a couple different people that had been killed by lightning strikes. Two of them were out in the mountains, elk hunting, and then there was a whitetail hunter that had been killed by a lightning strike as well, a teenager actually. And it's just not worth it. They're just deer. So if you know it's going to be thunderstorming, you know it's going to be lightning, and it's bad out, just be smart about things and know that there's always tomorrow. You can go after them and not have to worry about getting struck by lightning, because ultimately it's just a deer and it is absolutely not worth that. It is not worth your life. So keep that in mind when you're looking at the weather today, and depending on where your area is at, if it's supposed to get severe, maybe just take the day off. It would be a good day to take off anyway. Like I said, I don't think the weather's going to be awesome for movement. You can recharge the batteries a little bit and then get out there on Wednesday and Thursday and try to try to kill him then before gun season. Maybe even make an all-day sit Wednesday, Thursday, or something like that. So that takes us to the final segment for the show. You guys know that is the tip of the day, and that is always be looking for improvements that you can make to your property or your setup. So not everybody can make improvements to their property, especially if you're a permission guy, public land. You can't make improvements at all to those properties. If you're on permission, you can kind of get creative and talk to the landowner and talk to the farmers if there's ag on it and see what you can do to maybe do some throw and grow stuff or broadcast into standing crops or potentially if they've got some junk timber that they would let you do some TSI on. You can get a little bit creative with that, but it's not as easy as if you own the land or a family member owns the land and you kind of oversee it or something like that. So just because you can't do that, Siri's talking to me. Just because you can't do that kind of stuff, though, doesn't mean you can't improve your setups. And ultimately, that's how you get better. Even if you're having a great season, there's always something that you could do better, and there's always areas you can improve, either on your property or your hunting area or your setup or kind of what you're doing, access and exit strategies and things like that. Even during the middle of November right now, always be thinking about how you're hunting a property and how you could do it better. Always be thinking about, if you have control over the habitat, what you could do to improve it. Make notes about what you could do to make it better based off of what you're seeing throughout the year. And if you've already made improvements, how have they changed things? How could you make those even better? How could you kind of change your plan a little bit? Maybe you have like a five-year plan, but you're seeing something a little bit different. You can do that now. All that kind of stuff. As you're sitting there on one of these slow rut days or even on a good rut day, always try to take some notes and look around and pay attention to how deer are using your property. Pay attention to how they're not using the property. What kind of deer are you seeing? What quality of deer are you seeing? All of that kind of stuff. And then you can come up with a plan for what you can do better next year. Whether that's maybe you could add some quality bedding in some places. Maybe you could add depth of bedding. Maybe you could add food. Maybe you could do some timber stand improvement in other places. Maybe you could add water here or there. All that kind of stuff. Or maybe it's, hey, I've been hunting this particular pinch point and it seems like it's pretty slow. I'm going to throw a camera up for the rest of November on this other place and see if maybe I need to move my setup to that ridge or that pinch or that funnel for next year. Or maybe it's like going back to October. Early season, it seemed like they were really doing this for a lot of years. They were over here where my setup is at, where my permanent stand is at. But I noticed that because of the crop rotation, it changed that. And then next year, you can have a permanent setup over there. Maybe you add in a little more hang and hunt style to what you're doing. All of that kind of stuff you can always be thinking about to make next year better. Even if you're having a great year, you can always make the next year even better. At least try. That's the best you can do is at least try to continue to get better. I think you got to be learning every time you're out there. I've said this before on the podcast. I had a professor in college that said, the day you stop learning is the day you die. And I believe that's true for hunting too. The day you stop learning, when you think you've got it figured out, when you think you don't need to learn anymore, is the day you start going downhill with your hunting abilities and with what you're doing out there. So always be learning. And when I'm talking about taking notes, literally write this stuff down or put it in your notes in your phone, something, voice notes, whatever you got to do, because if not, if you're anything like me, even if you're not, you'll probably forget it by the time January, February, March rolls around, and then you won't think about it again until you're sitting in a tree this time next year, and the same stuff's happening, and you're like, man, if I would have remembered to do that, then this would be better. So physically make those notes and see what you can do. You don't even have to act on all of them. You might think, hey, this year was pretty good. I think I could do this to make it better, but I'm going to see what happens next year with the different crop rotations or just different deer being around in general. All that kind of stuff. I think you always got to be learning. You always got to be looking for areas to improve. And that is going to ultimately make you a better hunter. And that's what we're all out here trying to do. So that's all I got for you guys on this Deer Season Daily. Appreciate you tuning in as always. And I will see you again tomorrow morning.